Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor GWG Reporter, coming to you from this beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, on a beautiful day. Yes, it is. And I want to thank everyone that is listening now. If you're not in the pot cooking something, you know, praise God. Listen anyhow. I want to thank God for you, and you. And I send you lots of love and hugs today. On this special day, we want to thank God for you. Yes, being where? There, on the other end. Now today, glory be to God, we want to, we got a little message today about a young man in Louisiana, I believe it is, that he's been having quite a bit of trouble, deaths in his family, and his brother, now his auntie, and now, you know, his mother heard about it, and they had to send her to the hospital, and also, you know, pray for the Jackson family there in Louisiana. That's what we want you to do today, because, you know, they need your help today. If you got a problem, you can call us, too. The number is still 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925, and we want you to continue to pray for those that you have put in a request to pray for. Pray for all of those that lost loved ones. Pray for them today, because this will be a very hard day for them, because they've lost their loved ones, okay? So you just pray for them today, okay? Everyone that you know that has lost someone this year. And because when Thanksgiving and any holiday come around, that's when they start missing them and crying real, you know, more and more, you know. So think about it. Could be you. Glory to God, but it's not. So you thank God for being here, still being here. If you got your mother, thank God for your mother. If you got your father, grandmother, whoever, thank God for them today, because you could not have had them with so much stuff going on in the world today, violence on every hand. They could have been gone, you know, or something another, you know. Fear could have caused them to leave. Maybe because, you know, somebody next door might have been shot or something. You know, you never know what is going on in families today. So pray for, you know, if we continue to pray for each other, pray for each other, everything will be all right anyway. Glory to God. You'll have it all covered, wouldn't you? Yes, you would. But we thank God for you today. We love you. We appreciate you. Yes, we do. And we thank God everybody's here already, all both here today. Amen. We have a bishop here, Bishop Porter, John Porter, that is, we have here with us today. And we have Deacon Mike here, you know, and all Deacon Mike trying to become one of those fiery preachers, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, trying to be bad, you know. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Oh, my, he's growing up in the Lord. You hear what I'm saying? And we're proud of him, you know. And he has been very ill and, you know, he mentally God, he has been ill, praise God, but you can see the hand of God on him. We thank God for Sister Diane, too. I know she's tired, too, you know, with all this cooking stuff. Amen, you know, but she's learning well. She's learning well. All I can say, people, is Sister Diane is learning well how to cook American. She ain't learned how to talk American yet, but learning how to cook American way. You say she gonna tell me in a few minutes, but I'm American. I don't need a passport to get it. Every time I say that, that's what she say, you know. So let's just say she learning how to cook my way. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Southern cooking. You know, that kind of cooking. You know, the good old collard greens and the good old sweet potato pies and the good old, you know, all that good old potato salad stuff and, you know, all that good stuff, you know, and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, we try to get Michael out of cooking on this day somewhat, but we kind of got him in a little bit more this year. We got him in a little bit this year. You know, I try to relieve him on the holidays, you know. But anyway, he's a good cook, too. Yes, he is. He's a good cook, ladies. He's a good cook. Yes, he is.
Yes, ladies.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, we got a lot of people looking for husbands and wives. And wives, and looking for wives and husbands. Ah, this is the day to see if you can meet. Meet them all, you know. Are you a good cook? My. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we thank God for being here today. And you got to admit today, you know, you have to pray for me too today. Bless God, because I am totally tired. Hallelujah. I am totally tired. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, when you get up all night, you're kind of totally tired, right? Praise God. So don't worry about it. Everything is all right. Anyhow, ain't that right, y'all? Praise God. We got a lot of people here today. Praise God. And what we're going to do today is just think about what the scriptures say. In everything, give thanks. You know, in everything, give thanks. Why? Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, you and you. So everything, give thanks. And today, you know, we just want to hear from you, our listeners, you know, that is available today, that's not busy, you ain't cooking or sleeping, you something you're not doing, you know, you just want to thank the Lord, want to tell somebody. You don't want to just thank the Lord by yourself today. You want somebody to hear what you're thanking God for today at 347-857-3925. So if it's the will of God concerning you, hear me now, the will of God concerning you, you, and you, then we're going to give you an opportunity to call in and do what? Give thanks unto the Lord and let all those all over the world that is listening, may be listening, to hear what you're thanking God for too. Praise God. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you on there?
Am I on?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to each of you today.
You too.
All right. I want to give thanks to the Lord for watching over me this year, Lord, and keeping me. You know, I've been going through some health problems, but He's kept me and sustained me regardless. You know, sometimes when I feel like giving up, He has been my strength to carry me on. And I want to give thanks to the Lord for my wife. You know, she's gone through some things, losing her mother, and I'm going to give thanks for her, Lord, and holding it together and being a rock for her family and showing that the Lord can keep you and sustain you. And I'm going to give thanks for my family, our children, our grandchildren. And I'm going to give thanks for my mother and Bishop there, my brother Michael. And he really has shown me that he is really stepping up to the plate. I listen to his show each Monday there, and I hear him, and I feel like there's no need for me to step in because he got it under control. He has really grown.
Yes,
he's taking it to another level. Yeah, I want to thank God for that, for moving in his life. And I want to thank God for the Logan Ministries members, our leaders and all, you know, because they have truly been a strength to me. To, you know, sometimes I go in there and I see them and their faces on Sunday, and it's an encouragement to see them there. And it really lifts me up. And I want to thank God for them because I draw from their strength also, and each and every one. And I want to thank the Lord for our leaders, because they have really been teaching us and showing us the way and taking us to another new level. You know, sometimes, you know, we complain and we don't act right, but we hear what they're saying, and they have really encouraged us and taught us in the right way. And I'm glad God put those type of people in our lives. You know?
Amen.
And I want to give thanks for my mother, you know, because a lot of people, don't, you know, they don't have their mother this year. And I want to give thanks that God blessed me with a mother, with a Christian mother, a good mother. So when I was young, I wanted a mother like everybody else. But I'm glad he knew what's best for me, you know. And I thank God for that, because I had a praying mother. And I thank God that he gave that to me and brought me into that family. You know, and I want to give thanks to this country, because this country here, you know, God has still kept us regardless, and he's heard our prayers, you know. And the way it's going right now, it don't look too good, but it's because of God that we still are kept this in good favor with him. We keep our prayers up, Lord, and he hears our prayers.
Yeah,
and he has provided for our this year. I want to thank him for providing for our needs, because we have really been abundantly. We look in our cupboard sometimes, maybe not what we want to eat, but if we got food in there. And some people don't have that this Thanksgiving. And I want to give thanks for that. You know, he has blessed us. He blessed us with vehicles, you know, to get around with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when our finances are low, we think we can't make it, but he makes a way regardless. Regardless of how we feel, he still makes a way and keeps us.
Yeah.
And I want to give thanks for that and for bringing me into his salvation, to his good grace, you know, because he called me, and I'm thankful for that. You know, I could have been like somebody else out there just running around, but he called me in out of the cold, and I thank you, Jesus, for that, you know, for watching over me. And I thank him for all the blessings that he's given, for blessing me, my family. I thank him for what he's doing for my children, you know, to see them now, the change in their lives now, and that they finally have turned around in another direction. And I thank God, because only God can do that. You know,
only God
can make a way when you don't see a way, when you don't know what's going to happen. He just makes a way out of nowhere, you know. While we sometimes may think he's late, he's always on time. And I want to thank Jesus for that, because he's been a blessing in our lives. Jesus, man, I thank you. And I thank you for this day. You know, just that we can give thanks. He kept us another day through another holiday.
Yes.
Thank you. That's all I have to say. And I thank you all for letting me get up
here. Thank God for you, son. Thank God for you. We thank God for those lovely words that came from your heart today. God is truly, truly a real God. And he is mindful of his people. And we thank God for you and yours also. Holding on even much for your family, holding on for your children too, and yourself. And we thank God for you holding on to God for them and praying for them and us and everybody else. We thank God and we appreciate you. Have a blessed day.
Right, I see y'all at
Okay. Who else? Somebody? Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, did y'all enjoy that? You should have got jealous and say, let me go talk about what God did for me and how I feel. Come on, somebody. The line is open for you to talk about what God has done for you and your family also, how he's carried you through this year thus far. To see Thanksgiving again. See this holiday, this day that is set aside to give thanks unto the Lord. You know what he say? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is what? Ooh, he's good. Ain't he good to you? Now, you know, all of you that's out there listening to us, I know you got something to say. You can call us at 347-857-3925. Come on and let somebody know how you appreciate God. I know he done something for you. Mm-hmm. Some of you have been sick, and some have been just going through the fire, and seeing you ain't even smelling like smoke. Hallelujah. So you ought to come on and praise the Lord. Let somebody know that you, let God know today that you appreciate everything he has done for you, how he's done it, even though you might not like the way he did it, but thank him for it anyway, because you came on through. Yes, yes, you are not in the desert places now. You're not there right now. You are doing good. Come on, somebody, and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, anyhow. Mm-hmm. Well, Ms. Dan, you want to thank God for what he done for you? Since ain't nobody called in yet?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to thank God for even just waking me up this morning. You know what I'm saying? Because many did not wake up. So I just say thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. And I just want to thank God because I'm fortunate enough to still have both my parents alive. I thank God for his goodness and his mercy, how he continued to keep my mother, because this year was a very rough year for her. You know, so I just say thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy just concerning her right now. Because it's, I tell you, it's the mercy of God. And I just thank him even for giving the family strength even to just endure, you know, the process and everything that, you know, that was going on. And I thank God for my leaders, Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter. I thank God for them. You know, I'm not just saying this just to say this, because I know they keep me in prayer. And my pastors, Pastor Sharon and George Barnes, I know they keep me in prayer. And I give thanks to them right now, okay? Because let me tell you. Yes, Deacon Michael, I agree with you. The Lord know I need it. And you see, let me tell you all something. It's so good to have people around you that are praying for you and not against you, you know. And somebody, you know, you can go and get a prayer through when you need it. I tell you, y'all can say what y'all want, but I thank God for my leaders. I truly thank God. I thank God for Logan International Ministry, City of Victory. I thank God for each and every person in there. Because you know what? We pray one for another and keep each other lifted up. Because there's people out there today don't even know the Lord, don't even want to know the Lord. That's a real sad state, you know, and each and every person. So just say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind, and being able to do not only for yourself but for others. You know, God is a good God, people. If you don't know, please know that right now. Okay? We have another caller on the line. Go ahead.
Happy Thanksgiving. I thank God for another year, for he have kept us, and I thank God, because truly this is the time that we have to be more thankful than ever before, because a lot of people did not make it this morning. But I thank God for life, health, and strength. Thanking God, when I woke up this morning, everyone was alive in my household. I thank God for my apostle and bishop. I thank God for the ministry. Thank God for what he's doing, what he's about to do. And I just thank God because, you know, there's so many people that is pretty much by themselves. And you, sometimes you don't have to be a part of the family, bloodline family, but you know what? You can invite someone over, because there's so many people that there's up in that the elderly or more mature, and their children are in another state and they're by themselves today. But we ought to give this gift thanks unto God, because truly God is worthy to be praised regardless of what have happened in your life. Today is the day to give thanks. I know we ought to thank him each and every day, but today we can even be more thankful, because God is good and he's worthy to be praised. And we ought to have a spirit of gratitude, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we would not be here today. And if you may not have a turkey today, but you know what? Whatever it is you have today, just give God thanks for it, because God still make provision for you. And then you see so many people not thinking about themselves this year. They're thinking about others. They're thinking about the homeless person, the child that don't have a place to live, and they're making sure someone is sacrificing themselves to feed other people Thanksgiving. So we just want to say happy Thanksgiving, and may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you.
Amen, amen. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving to you too. Thank you, Jesus. Now, come on now. I know a lot of you all got, you know, thanks to give to the Lord just for even waking you up this morning. I tell you, I mean, don't be ashamed of God now and what he do for you, because let me tell you, he said you be ashamed of him, he going to be ashamed of you. So you know what? Don't even let fear or pride or whatever, I don't care where you is today, you just say, hallelujah, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for every trial, every tribulation, every test, whatever, Lord, I thank you. Because in all that, he said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us always to the end of where? Boy, I tell you, y'all, come on and give God some thanks. So let's hear from Deacon Michael here, him giving all the thanks, you know, and how his radio show on Monday, how it's going, and how God is just blessing him. I tell you, hold. Come on, Deacon Michael. Give God the glory.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I just want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning just to see another day, another year, another hour, and another minute. And, you know, you just like to thank the Lord, you know, as you go through the day, you like to thank the Lord, you know, in the noonday. You like to thank the Lord in the evening, the 3 o'clock hour. You also like to thank the Lord, because without the Lord, you couldn't have seen this time, any time that he has given and allowed us to have. So I thank the Lord for that. Also like to thank the Lord for my mother and father here. I like to thank the Lord for my brother. You know, I like to thank the Lord that, you know, because a lot of times during the year and stuff, I be worried about them, you know. I worry about my brother, I worry about my mother, I worry about my father, you know, because all of us have our own little issues and problems that we got to deal with. You know, but God has kept us and kept us in preserve. You know, that's all we can say, that God has preserved us just like you preserve some jelly. You know, you got to keep it going. And long as you keep the Lord in your sight, in your heart, and in your mind, things are happening go right. But the devil is always going to attack. So we just got to know that. And we were listening to Dr. Felton last night, well, this morning, as you can say it, and he was saying about how the evil spirit is always behind you, waiting on that moment to pounce. You know, and it would take all and anything for these things to happen, and that will make it pounce on you. But the problem is, we got to keep ourselves propped up. We got to keep that whole armor of God that's on us, and we have to be prepared. And you know, that's what our leaders are for, is to keep us prepared. And a lot of times, a lot of people are hard-headed when the leaders try to tell them to keep them from out of self-destruction, because that's all it is, self-destruction. And we need to understand that God is there for us, and God will be with us, but we got to quit trying to self-destruct. Because a lot of times we self-destruct because we let the devil gain ground on us. We let the evil spirit come up behind us, tap us on the back, and get in our heads. And this is where we come into a lot of problems. But we just thank God because we got the strength. We got the victory. And we're here for another Thanksgiving. And we got to understand that we're here for another Thanksgiving. And, you know, I was listening to Sister Diane. She was talking about Mother Miriam. And, you know, Mother Miriam did go through a lot this year, and we prayed and everybody prayed for her, you know. And she came out just as well and just as spicy as ever, you know. And, you know, you thank God for that, cause when you hear her, she'll make you laugh, and she'll make you and you have to think and say, well, she mighty happy this morning. But you got to understand, you be happy to be alive.
Right.
If you've been through what she been through, you happy to be alive. Long as you still breathing and kicking, there's always hope. There's always a chance. And like we were saying the other day, are you ready? When is your time? Are you ready? And this is what we have to understand. Are you ready? But in the meantime, we give thanks for the day because this is Thanksgiving, and we give thanks for today. And I like to also say God bless to those who are traveling and going to a house or going to their family for dinners or whatever. God bless them for travel and mercy. And like to also thank those who receive the guests and come in, that come into their house to feed and to break bread with them. We like for all of them to come forth and say thank the Lord for them also, for those who are receiving and those who are coming up in the Lord at this time. So I like to thank God for today, and I thank you, and let everyone have a happy Thanksgiving and a blessed Thanksgiving.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I bless you.
Praise the Lord, you're on there.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. Early greetings to us all and happy Thanksgiving. I am thankful that I even wake up this morning and live to see another day. I'm thankful what God is doing in my life and what he's doing in my kids' life. I'm thankful for my church family, and I'm just thankful to even have something on the table to eat that many people don't have anything to eat. But even if it's a piece of bread, they should be thankful for it. I'm also thankful because when I woke up, I enter into God's court with praise and with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a lot because when God fed those men with those loaves and he multiplied those loaves and they didn't have anything, they didn't even see what God was doing until he started to multiply those loaves and those fishes. And they were thankful for that because they had many to eat for days and days. So I just want to be thankful unto him and bless his name this morning because he's a good God and he's merciful. And his love and his thanksgiving is everlasting in each and everyone's life. So I'm grateful and I'm thankful that God is just moving in this, in the spiritual realm and in the earth realm. And I'm just thankful to have a church family that I have in City of Victory that prays and look out for me. And again, I'm just thankful even to be amongst family members. Again, you all have a blessed and happy Thanksgiving.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I tell you, we thank God just for the small little things, you know, just to even, you know, be able to give him the praise, give him the glory, because, you know, many can't even do that openly like we're doing it right now. You know, they have to go and be hidden to praise God and study the word of God. I tell you, you know what? We ought to be thankful. We really ought to be thankful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You on air? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Happy Thanksgiving. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can. Praise the Lord.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I'm thankful for life, health, and strength, and I thank God for waking me up this morning.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my leaders, City of Victory and Logan International Ministry. Thank you I'm thankful for Apostle and Bishop for all their prayers and all that they've done for me and my family. I'm thankful for my family, my parents, my sister. I'm thankful for new life. I'm thankful for God just being there through this year, and I'm thankful for everything that he plans to do for us all. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much turkey now, okay? Happy Thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, we just say thank you, Lord. Let's have a few words from Bishop Porter. I know he got a lot to be thankful for, ain't you, Bishop?
Oh, praise the Lord. My heart just goes out this morning in giving God thanks for all he have done, oh God, in my life. You know, as I listen at the different thanks for different ones, and my mind just was just reminiscing on God's unfailing love. I just want to give God thanks for that. Amen. His love, I tell you, his grace and mercy endures forever. You know, and God been so good to us, and he had brought us from a mighty long ways. Am I right? Mm-hmm. And his grace and mercy is able to carry us on. Amen. And I just want to give thanks, praise God, to my beautiful, amen, flower, amen, apostle, amen, Gloria Porter. Amen. I just also want to give thanks, amen, I want to thank God for my sons, amen, Michael and Chris. Praise God. I thank God for them. Praise God. I really do, and from the depths of my heart. Amen. Yes. God always will give you, amen, a family. Ain't God good? Yes. Amen. And when the devil, amen, thinking he's shedding a door, amen, God will open another. Yes. And he do it with families. He have a way that is mighty sweet. I also want to thank God, amen, for City of Victory. I really do, amen. Ever since I've been a part, amen, of the ministry of City of Victory, praise God, I tell you, I love them, amen, all with an everlasting love, amen. I thank God for them, amen. They just accepted me with outstretched arms, praise God, and accepted me. And I just got to say this. We have learned, amen, how to disagree without being disagreeable. You know, I've got to give God thanks for that. Praise God. Amen. We don't always agree, amen, but we have to learn how to, amen, disagree without being disagreeable. Am I right? So I give God thanks for that. I just want to thank God, amen, for all things. Because I realize that all good and perfect gifts come from thee, and there is nothing too hard for him. And we just don't only want to give God thanks for this day, amen, but for every day, amen, that we wake up in the morning. Amen. It's a blessing, amen, when God have blessed us to see, amen, another day. Am I right? Even a close of another day. As Apostle Lapp said earlier, amen, I got a phone call from my spiritual son in Louisiana. Amen. He's going through, amen, some trying and troubled times in their family. You know, it could have been us, you know, our family, you know. But so let's continue to pray, amen, for the Jackson family out in Louisiana. Praise God. He had lost a brother now. He had lost an aunt. And then when the mother got the news, man, she is in the hospital. So let's pray for the Jackson family, amen, on this time, on this day of Thanksgiving. Am I right? And as I was thinking about the word, amen, there's two words there, thanksgiving. Praise God. Amen. Should be thankful, and also we should, amen, have a heart to give. Am I right? Amen. And if we would do that, amen, everything will be all right. Amen. Do we have another caller? Praise God. Amen. Thank God. We want to say now, here, come on, call in, amen, and share, amen, and give God some thanks. Praise God. Man, if you just say, Lord, I thank you for being here. You know, that's a testimony. Amen. I remember when I used to first come up in the church, and we used to have testimony service. And we opened up testimony, and it used to be an old gentleman. He said, way in the back of the church, and everybody will be testifying. And we say, at this time, does anyone else desire to testify? We can stand up and testify up under one voice, and he'll pop up like popcorn, and he'll raise his hand. He said, I just thank the Lord for being here, and sit down. Oh, praise the Lord. If you just want to give God some thanks, just say, I thank God for this day or for being here. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody want to, yeah? Praise God. Amen. Come on, somebody. I know we have some listeners out there, amen, that can call in and give God some thanks. Amen. I heard Sister Diane say it. Praise God. And the scripture said it. If you be ashamed to own him before men, he said he'll be ashamed to own you before his Father which is in heaven. I don't want the Lord to say, depart from me. Father, they was ashamed of me. Come on now, call, amen, and give God some thanks. Praise God, of what he have done for you. Praise God. If he give you a job, you ought to give him thanks. Praise God. If he give you a bed to sleep in, you ought to give him some thanks. Amen. He put food on your table. I was talking at the school, men where I volunteer, praise God, and these kindergartens, they were talking about the food for Thanksgiving. And one little girl raised her hand and said, we ain't going to have turkey. We're going to have chicken. And I began to, almost tears began to well in my eyes. And I told him, I said, you know, I was always taught, amen, a full stomach is a full stomach. Praise God. If you got turkey and you got bacon or chicken, give God some thanks. Amen. Praise God, because a full stomach is a full stomach. Am I right? Yeah. Oh, so come on, give God some thanks. You may not have what you want to have, but if you got food on your table, praise Amen. God, clothes on your back, shoes on your feet, roof over your head, a car to drive, give God some thanks, because all of it belongs to him. Am I right? Yeah. He said all perfect gifts come from the Lord. Amen. And we ought to give him some thanks today, because it's all about him. He loves us with an unfailing love. And this is what keep coming to me today. Amen. Do you love him today? And if you love him, oh, you'll tell the world, amen, that Jesus is Lord. Praise God. It's not by Buddha. It's not by Sun Yat-sen. It's not by Joseph Smith. It's not by Hare Krishna. Oh, but it's about Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise God. Without him, he said, we can do nothing. Oh, I'm glad this morning. I'm glad about it. Amen. Because God is a good God. And you know he's breaking up folly ground even as we speak, because his word is in the atmosphere. Praise God. He's doing great things in people's lives. Praise God. Oh, he's able to turn, amen, a negative into a positive. He'll turn a bad situation and make some good at it. Oh, he's always doing, amen, great things, amen, for you and I. And I want to say to somebody, little is much. Praise God, amen, when the Lord is in it. Amen. Do we have another caller? Yes. Okay, you're on there.
I want to thank God for waking me up this morning. I want to thank God for my family. And thank God for the food he put in my mouth.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. That's the testimony. Praise God. Go ahead. Okay. Praise God. Thank God. Amen. And that's so true. Amen. You know, you can have food on your table, and you might not be able to put it in your mouth. So that's the testimony. Amen. When God give you health and strength, amen, and activities of your limbs, am I right? Amen. And give you your rightful mind, amen. And so many people that lost your mind. You know, if you lose your mind, you can't do nothing. You can't even get the food to eat, you know, because you don't know whether it's cooked or not without your mind. I see why they say the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Am I right? Oh, praise God. Thank God, amen. She said, amen, that she got food to put in her mouth. That's a testimony, amen. So many people, amen, don't have a mind to even put it in their mouth. Say, amen. So we ought to be thankful. Thank God, amen, for the little thing. Because little is much when God is in it. Amen. He's able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think according to the power that lies within us. Praise God, amen. That will be another. Come on, somebody. Amen. I know we have some callers out there. Praise God. From the east, west, north, and the south. Amen. Can call in. Amen. Take a break. Amen. I know you're tired. Amen. From all that cooking out there. Oh, praise God. Come on. Take a break. Amen. And share. Amen. All that good cooking you've been doing all night. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for it. I want to say Thanksgiving ought to come all the time right here. Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I tell you, I'm no cooker, but I'm the cut-up man. Everybody in here know their job. Oh, and that's all right. That's good. Everybody know their job. And when they run out of the kitchen, they had to run too long. I was gone. but we want to give God thanks. Praise God. Amen. Oh, we just having fun, you know. God have a sense of humor. You know, y'all don't believe it? Look in the mirror. Oh, praise God. We're having so much fun. Oh, praise God. We're having fun. Today is a day of Thanksgiving. Amen. To enjoy one another. Amen. Enjoy your family today. Amen. Out of all the days, amen, we come together, you want to enjoy your family. Praise God. Enjoy the friends, those that you invited over, those who invited you. Praise God. We just want to enjoy one another. This is what it's all about. Am I right? Praise God. To come together in fellowship. Ye with one another. Amen. And just thank God, amen, for this day that he have made. And we're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. God is a good God. And he's so worthy to be praised. I just thank God for all of you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Thank God, amen, that he is, amen, moving. How many know he's moving by his spirit?
Amen.
Amen. He's destroying the yoke. Praise God on our behalf. All praise God. Apostle? Praise God, huh?
Let me hear you.
All praise God. Okay. All right. Take a mic. You want to say something? Go ahead.
Praise the Lord again. You know, when giving thanks means it's a special time for each and every one of us. You know, it's almost like you're giving a daily or a minute testimony on what God did for you at this time. You know, because God has blessed us at this time because we woke up and we're breathing. We woke up and we can see and smell the food. We woke up and we can cut up something. Or we woke up, we can taste the stuffing. You know, and we got to thank God for everything he's doing for us and what he's doing at this moment for you. And, you know, for those of you who haven't called in, you need to call in. Because it's always good to spread the joy and the love of God, what God has done for you. It's always good and to spread the love of God for you that God has done for you in each and every one of us. You know, I'm just saying that we need to learn how to thank God. We need to learn how to praise him every and each and every day. We need to learn these things. And you know, everybody has Bishop was saying, everybody has a purpose. And everybody has a purpose in God also. The same in the natural, the same in the spirit. Because everybody has a purpose. Everybody has a role to play. You know, in this day and time of life, we all have a role to play. We all have something to do for the word of God. And you know, once we get into the word of God, we'll learn what our role is. And that's what we need to do. We need to learn our roles because everybody has a part to play. You know, just like Bishop say, he's a cut-up man, you know. You know, and all of this is sometimes, you know, and see, I'm the one who put away everything. You know, I'm the one put away the mess. You know, everybody get full and go to sleep on me and leave me in the kitchen to clean up and put away everything. You know, and you know, and that is so true. So everybody know they roles to play. You know. You know, I turned around and look at everybody full and sleep. You know, you know, there's no help for and no rest for the weary. You know, I mean, they be full too. You know, and I just look and laugh and say, boy, they done overdid it today. You know, and you thank God for it because God the one provided this meal for you to get stuff. You know, a lot of us get stuff just like the turkey. You know, so we might as well call each other a turkey because we all be stuffed. You know, we got to thank God for all of this, you know, because of the fact of the matter is, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all this is good for holidays. All this is good for family. All this is good for what we have in store for each and every one of us. But we got to learn to share. We got to learn to even share our feelings. You know, a lot of people don't want to share their feelings. A lot of people don't want to say thanks. A lot of people don't want to say hallelujah. You got people who don't even want to say amen. You know, so we got to learn to try to pry these people up and say amen to them anyway. You know, we got to learn to tell them to thank God anyway for what we doing and what we having. You know, so, you know, we having a hard time trying to get some of you to even call in and say thanks. You know, so what's the problem? You can't thank God for what's going on, or you're afraid to share? I think that's what it is, you're afraid to share. You know, so just open up your heart and open up your mouths and get that finger and hit that number one so you can say, let's share my thanks. Let's share Thanksgiving of this day. And you know, a lot of us, you know, I remember the time I used to be bashful. You know, I don't know how, but I remember the time. You know, I'm talking when it comes to the Lord now. You know, hey, I ain't talking about nothing else now. I'm talking about when it comes to the Lord now. And the problem is you just don't know what to say to the Lord a lot of times. You don't know what to say and what to have. And you say, thank you, Jesus. You know, that used to be the main thing. Thank you, Jesus. I used to say, thank you, Jesus, and hallelujah, that God is for us and with us. And, you know, we got to ask God to say hallelujah. We got to say thank you, Jesus. We got to praise his name. We got to hold him up on high. And, you know, the thing about it is once we hold him up on high, we got to feel thankful that God shows his blessed hand for us. And, you know, we got to learn to show we got to know to bless him back. We got to know to understand to have him bless us because we're alive.
Amen.
We're breathing. You're tasting, you know. Yeah, you got people that stand that's in here tasting now. You know, they just can't wait. You know, I mean, they going on for what they know. You know, and you just got to sit here and, you know, because you know, people do things this way, you know. But you have a good time in the Lord. You say grace, you bless the food, and you go for it. You know, once you bless that food and say, God bless this food, that's all you need to say, and keep pushing. You know, let everybody glue their teeth in, put it over their mouth, and go for what they know. You know, we have to be ready, and just like the Lord, we got to be prepared. You know, just like you be prepared for your dinner, you got to be prepared for the life in Christ. And this is what we're trying to say right now. Yeah, I know my teeth are loose too. You know, but you got to keep it under control, you know. So I have to deal with it myself, you know. I have to keep my teeth clean and glued in my mouth too. You know, but you know you got to stay prepared. You know, and God has us prepared because he has our leaders share the word with us. And once he shares the word with us, we can have us a good time in the Lord because we don't have to get up there and cuss, stomp our feet and fight and stuff. We can have a good time in the Lord. We can just eat our food, laugh, smile, share a good laugh with each other, and have our food. In Jesus' name, I just thank God for it today. I just thank God for every morsel I put in my mouth, in my body, in my strength. I just thank Lord for the strength. I thank Lord for the health. I thank the Lord for each and every one of you out there that is listening, for each and every one of you that is in there and that's out there listening. And, you know, I thank God for the ones who listen on Mondays, for I'm just saying, and I thank God for them too. We have another on the line. You're on the air. Hello.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
just want to say thankful for our Apostle Bishop and everybody who's on the line who keeps listening to the radio show and to Michael's, and for seeing another day and family, friends, and loved ones.
Praise,
amen.
Praise the Lord. We have no. We thank the Lord for that one. See, that's all you got to say. You ain't got to go off in a whole soliloquy about anything. Just say thank the Lord for your day and thank the Lord for the good time you're having today. You know, some of us might be a little tired from cooking. Some of us might have cramps in our fingers and our knees and our back. You know, but we thank the Lord for all our little things and all our little stuff that go on. You know, because it hadn't been for the Lord, at least you feel these things. When you stop feeling these things, we got a problem, you know. But at least we feeling these things, you know, and we got to thank God for the hurt feelings that we're having. We got to thank God for the sweat on our brow for being over that pot. You know, we just got to thank God for all this that's going on. We got to thank God for our nostrils for smelling that good food, too. You know, because if you can't smell that good food and it hits your taste palates, what good is it? You know, but you got to thank God for all of this. And we got to have a good time. You know, I'm going to tell y'all, you need to just don't forget to wipe your chins. You know, when the stuff dribble on your bed, don't forget to wipe your chin now. Lick your lips and stuff, too, you know. Yeah, all of us go through these motions today. You know, a lot of our bad habits show up on days like this, you know. So we got to understand, you know, and watch. And don't forget to say, excuse me. Because you know you're going to pass gas today.
Oh, no.
Don't forget to say excuse me and be polite.
A rough time for them through the holidays, you know, especially when you're a customer seeing someone across from you and they're not there no more. You know, just keep them in prayer and let God, you know, just move on you. So, y'all be blessed. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. You know, have plenty of laugh and create plenty of memories. And tune in tomorrow evening at 11 p.m. to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That is every Friday night at 11 p.m. Also, you can tune in every Monday at 3 p.m. with Deacon Michael, but I'm just saying that call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That is every Monday at 3 p.m. For those of you that would like to bring in your donations, we are doing the Christmas toy drive. You can visit us at our church at 31325 CR 437, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Again, that's 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. And you can visit us on Sunday at 1 p.m. or on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. We gladly appreciate each and every donation. Or you can send your donation to City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. No donation is too small or too great. And know that you're helping someone else in need. Till then, you all be blessed.
Mind searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go. When
and
I let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go. When
and I let
God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop worrying, how the story is,
I can let go.
And I can let God,
let him have,
let God have
his way. That's
when things
start happening. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.